This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The ugly mess surrounding the future of the Viacom media empire proceeds, with lawyers now battling over whether 93-year-old chief executive Sumner Redstone should be forced to take a new psychiatric exam. Either way, 80% of Viacom and CBS shares are owned by an investment company controlled by the Redstone family. Think of your worst holiday meal with the extended family. Then imagine that family ran a business. Then imagine that family ran a huge publicly traded conglomerate. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor takes a look at how other family-controlled companies try and sometimes fail to avoid high-pitched drama.
The problem with family businesses is that they're businesses run by families.
The family is actually the biggest risk a family business faces.
Megan Judet is a fourth-generation member of the family that owns Ideal Industries, based out of Sycamore, Illinois. They employ about 1,200 people and make electrical equipment and tools.
If you have family members who are, like you see in the newspapers, suing each other or suing the board or suing the management team, those are extremely risky situations.
What happens is that family drama sucks the attention away from the actual business. It can even take the business down. And one of the biggest sources of family drama is succession.
So that when you get to family businesses that are, you know, third, fourth, fifth generations, there are almost none.
But there are some, and Dennis Jaffe has studied them. He's with Wise Counsel Research.
Families avoid those kinds of conflicts by working on succession long, long ago. They should be preparing the next generation.
The more a family member holds power all to him or herself, the more the family business becomes like a royal court, where it's all about who has influence, not reason or talent. But even if a family gets the transition right, as families grow, there's still the issue of how to coordinate everyone.
It is pretty hard.
Edouard Tissen is co-founder of Trusted Family. They advise multi-generational family businesses.
You have 10, 15, 20 family members suddenly with more and more diversity. They spread out over different cities, sometimes even countries.
The solution, says Dennis Jaffe, is to run the family like you would any formal organization.
They have to have a set of rules. They have to have a government, a way of voting, a way of making decisions.
Jaffe says some large families go so far as to have a family constitution to keep everyone on the same page.
That's my full-time job.
Megan Judet's actual job title is chair of the family council and the nominating and governance committee. Her family is five generations strong. There's 50 of them now. They have meetings where they study the business, they make collective decisions, and they start training each generation early, starting with playtime for the littlest kids.
As they get older, we'll bring them in for interactive plant tours. And then as they get into high school, we'll do internships for the kids who want them.
Judet says the biggest benefit to being a family business is that you can do things you couldn't if you had to constantly appease shareholders.
For example, last year we were looking at our pension plan and realized that it wasn't sufficient and it didn't align with our values enough, so we increased it.
So families are family businesses' greatest risk, but perhaps their greatest asset too. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.